switching it up for part two of the mailbag. This is Cesaro. He's having his very first one-on-one match at WrestleMania, and it is long overdue. This has got potential to steal the show, Cesaro versus Seth Rollins, this weekend at WrestleMania.
So, two quick things from the first part of the mailbag. Ozzy, there is more to his induction into the Hall of Fame. He helped Triple H secure the rights to War Pigs, which is a classic Black Sabbath song.
Yeah.
And so that's the theme song for NXT.
Okay.
Oh, so he bought his way into being in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, he knows how to do it.
All right, so 80s wrestlers' names. Like, we had the Iron Sheik, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, mm-hmm. you had Anvil, Jim Neidhart,
yep.
Adrian Adonis, you had Mountain Fuji, or Fiji, you had Junkyard Dog.
Yep, that's a good one.
Million Dollar Man, Omaha's own Ted DiBiase, Jake the Snake Roberts. I mean, these are 80s names. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yep.
80s wrestling names that were fantastic, whoever came up with them. I mean, we had a guy named Mr. Perfect. We had the Dragon.
I love it. I love it. Andrew says, George the Animal Steel.
Yep.
And he didn't get the animal until he took his shirt off, and he was very furry.
That's what you would call that mane? Furry? Yeah. And whoever was naming wrestlers or horse races, or race horses, back in the 80s, you were doing a good job.
Doing one
Sunday Silence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Hmm?
Oh, that's a good one.
Who was in charge of that back in the 80s, and where did they go?
Sunday Silence. I wonder if there's a band name now. That's a good band name.
We just steal from everybody, so yes, there probably is. I'll ask Ozzy.
He's got the answers.
Actually, in his video for going into the Hall of Fame where he thanks Vince McMahon and Triple H,
mm-hmm.
Not bad. He doesn't, you know, doesn't make many public appearances.
Mm-hmm.
I think I watched every episode of their reality show.
Me too. It was so good. It was so good.
All I know is it made me feel better every day after watching that family.
About your life.
I got a dysfunctional life. I'm like, I'm doing better than the Osbournes.
Sharon!
Again, I got screwed. I went to see Ozzy when he wasn't, probably didn't know he was in Omaha.
Yeah.
I wish I would have seen him in his prime.
Me too. That would have been a treat.
I'm like Crazy Train. Sounded like it was the current Ozzy and the old Ozzy were singing at the same time. It might have. All right. This is a first. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
All right. So
I'll allow it.
Instead of an email into the mailbag, we have a phone call into the mailbag. Hello, Nate.
Hi, how are you, brother?
Good, how are you?
So, I'm fabulous. I have a serious baseball show. Before I do, though, I couldn't help but notice you glossed over, like, the greatest 80s wrestling. The Birdman, Coco Beware.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Dude, he was great. Came with that big blue and yellow macaw. Like,
yeah.
That was awesome. I used to love his stick. Coco was great. And you remember he used to be on the cartoon with Junkyard Dog and Hogan.
Yes.
And, Brutus, they had the little Saturday morning. That was the best. And you'd eat your Mr. T. Hogan cereal, you know? Oh, man, I'm an 80s baby all day.
I love it.
So, I was watching Covers last night, which, side note, man, Peralta, like, threw it at a whole gem. That kid's slider has so much movement on it. It's terrifying. Just beat my beautiful Cubs. But, again, Wilson Contreras gets plunked twice.
Yep.
This is like they said it was, like, the sixth time in the last 11 games versus the Brewers. So I late night, nothing better to do, watching Feeding Baby. I start Googling stuff, and I figure out, oh my gosh, like there's this huge rise in players getting plunked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, the movement of do we move the ball, the mound back rather, or and, you know, I think it was Jim DeShays' joke, well, maybe we just move the plate backwards, ha ha ha. But are we getting to a point where there's going to be some retaliation, right?
I mean, yes,
there's got to be. I mean, did you watch last night?
Yes.
Wilson Contreras looked like he wanted to literally eat his children, Mike Tyson mm-hmm. style. Like, that was scary. Like, and he kept the bat. He walked the bat all the way to first base. What's your take on the whole plunking situation?
Well, Wilson's been hit a little bit more in the last couple of years, and I think some of it is to send a message. Others where he's crowding the plate. But I think against the Brewers, they're trying to send a message, and I think it's going to boil over at some point. Because he, that second time he got hit last night, he was livid. Now, I know, you know, like Travis Shaw came to the defense of the pitcher and stuff, but there's going to be retaliation from the Cubs, and I think it'll be from Contreras.
It's going to be beautiful. I miss the old beanball wars of the 80s. I mean, I we always legislate out the cool parts, like hockey fight and baseball charging. I'm sorry, like my favorite bait, and I'm an avid baseball guy, my favorite memory is Robin Ventura, Nolan Ryan. My favorite historical memory is Juan Marichal running through the stands with a bat in hand. Like, we need these things. Yeah. It's part of the entertainment. It's the WWF invading the rest of the world. I love it.
Well, Major League Baseball claims they want to emotion, but when, like, Castellanos does what he did this weekend against St. Louis, they suspend him for 2 games. I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, I think it was the same was talking last night. He said, "Look, if you can't throw inside, don't throw inside. But you can't just gas this dude at 93 miles an hour and then hit him twice in the same game, man."
Yep.
And that, I mean, arguably the second one wasn't a big deal, but you plunked him the first one.
Yep. Nate, thanks for the phone call. Full disclosure here, George, you can clown me all you want.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that Cisco the rapper and Coco Beware were the same person.
Stop. Stop. Yeah, we're going to talk about that one.
Well, I mean, there's kind of some similarities. Their hair.
Their hair, yeah.
MTV used to go to spring break.
Yes, they did. Gosh.
So it would get a little out of control when MTV would air, you know, go live to spring break.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch it all. Like, me and my roommates in college would watch every single minute of MTV carrying spring break.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it was
wild.
I mean, you were seeing stuff that you weren't seeing in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right.
But Cisco, when he had his one lone song, he was like big that spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up and I'm like, oh my God, that guy used to be one of my favorite wrestlers. And he's at spring break? The look I got.
You've got mail.
By the way, Coco Beware, and my bad for forgetting to throw him on the list of 80s wrestling names,
mm-hmm.
Is a little bit bigger than he was when he was wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I recently looked him up probably about a month ago. That was good. That's good, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Tim wants to know. He says, guys, enjoy the show. First time in the mailbag. Welcome. He says, but if you had to be left on a deserted island with your worst enemy or no one at all, which one would you choose? I've been struggling with this ever since I read it, because immediately I'm just like, no one at all. But I'm also a people person, just like you, Gary. I like talking to people. I enjoy people. Somebody asked me, oh, what three things would you bring on an island if you had only three things? I said somebody else, anybody else. But my worst enemy, I
don't know that I have a, I don't know that I have a worst enemy.
Somebody that you don't like, that you don't care for.
Well, I would want to spend any time around them.
Yeah. So you're going with no one?
Yeah.
That's tough. Because, like, in my head, I was like, maybe I'll learn.
No, you're
like
going to get, what are you going to do with someone you can't stand on a deserted island? You're going to try and throw each other into the ocean?
How long does it take?
I mean, eat the other person when you run out of food?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with no one. I'll make friends with animals or something.
That's all there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
You've got mail.
I don't.
I started thinking about maybe I could.
Do you have a worst enemy?
Not off the top of my head, no. I have people that I don't care for that I don't like.
Yeah, I do too. I eliminate those people from my life.
Yeah, same.
I don't pay attention to them. I don't talk to them.
But like, say you just deserted on an island and you run into this person, you're just like, oh boy. Hey, haven't talked to you in years. Crickets.
I'd say, hey, you want to go for a swim?
Adam wants to know, he says, George and Gary, on a scale from 1 to 10, how pumped are you for Mania? What surprises do you think will happen? I was more excited last year because that was the first time that, not the first time, but it was something to look forward to. There was no sports going on. This year, there's a lot going on at the same time. But still, I'd probably put it up on a Wednesday right now. I'll probably put up as an 8. After I watch NXT tonight, probably going to go up to a 10 about what's to come. Surprises, I wouldn't be shocked if Becky Lynch makes an appearance. I'm just thinking about fans in the stadium and when they hear Becky Lynch's music and how nuts they would go, which is something WWE has missed in the last year, is that shocked, that excitement, that energy from the fans. So if I had to choose a surprise, it would be Becky Lynch showing up. Now, in what capacity? I don't know. How about you put Bayley on the card because she deserves to be on the card and have her just have an open challenge and have Becky come out and then just have those two wrestle. I feel very deeply about that.
This probably has to do a lot more with me. When I used to be more into wrestling, and I would follow more of the storylines that would lead up to WrestleMania, I'll find a way to watch this. But it's probably while I'm sitting in a gym this weekend watching AAU basketball, and we're playing Martin Brothers, whoever playing. Oh, it's back. It's back. This weekend starts. It starts the summer of Gary and AAU basketball.
Love
all
it.
Over the country.
Love
I'll find a way to watch it, but probably not. I haven't kept up with as many of the storylines leading into this.
And you need Peacock.
Yeah. Hi, George. I turn on my TV and I've got all these apps on there.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah, there's way too many streaming services right now.
Yeah.
But I'll just go online and I'll be able to find it.
Yeah, you definitely will.
You know, there's going to be that person that's sitting at home on Periscope that just has the phone on their TV. And you can log in and watch it.
Take notes.
Yeah.
Somebody's chiming in on your deserted island answer. DB says, Sharp couldn't go 2 days without talking to someone. He's definitely picking his worst enemy.
See, that's not... I mean, that's kind of true. Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, if I don't want to be around somebody, I don't just, like, pretend like I want to be around them.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, you definitely don't.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a little awkward.
I mean, if you're sucking oxygen out of the room, I got no time for you.
I can't.
Okay? If you are an energy vampire, I got no time for you. Depends also how big the island is.
Yeah.
Like if it's a huge island, whoever my worst enemy is, we can be there together.
Yeah.
But if it's like a small island, I just want it myself.
I'm with you. Okay.
That's all there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
You've got mail.
Better question would be, how long would you go before you started talking to yourself?
I talk to myself now, so that's fine. It wouldn't be too long.
Does your self-talk back?
Most of the time, no.
In your head, do you have a conversation amongst yourself?
So why'd you do that? Like, why would you do that? That's a lot of the times the question that pops in my head.
Like, I think there's people that we work with talk to themselves on the phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Either they don't want to talk to you, so they do the old, hey, got on the phone, as they walk by you in the hallway. And then I think there's some people that just talk to themselves.
Yep. Dan on the JTech Constructions on Twitter feed says, what if your worst enemy is yourself?
Well, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
By the way, we missed out Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
That's another good 80s wrestling
name. That's a really good one.
What if your worst enemy is yourself?
That is... Ooh. Whew.
George, why don't you start with the list of... athletes that you think are their own worst enemy. I'll just sit back and I'll listen. Maybe I'll add to your list.
Be a hell of a lot of basketball players. I'll tell you that much.
True.
We're going to wrap it up on this one. Of course, it's a WrestleMania one. Tanner, he's got a couple questions for us. He says, it is WrestleMania week. What is the best WrestleMania of all time?
Three. Best WrestleMania match of all time, Ricky Steamboat Dragon against Macho Man Randy Savage.
How did you know that was my next question? That was good.
Because I'm not backing away from that. On that same card is the Hogan-Andre match, but that's not the best match. That match gets a lot of attention, mm-hmm. and WrestleMania 3 at the Pontiac Silverdome, 93,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. The greatest match ever, Ricky Steamboat Dragon and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Macho Man Randy Savage.
I'm going to go best WrestleMania ever would be WrestleMania 17. That is Rock Austin. And if I'm not mistaken, that is also a TLC between Hardy Boys, Edge, and Christian and the Dudley Boys. Tanner said his favorite is WrestleMania 21. His best match is that TLC match. Best match for me would be the Iron Man match between Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
Here would be one that would be, I would consider to be two possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 13? I think it is WrestleMania 13. Bret Hart and Stone Cold.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. That was the match that made Stone Cold Steve mm-hmm. Austin who he is. The incredible double turn in that match. Oh, that's an iconic match. I'll end up watching that match probably before WrestleMania this weekend. Yeah, if you come over to my place, there's nothing but wrestling playing on the TV all week. This morning there was wrestling on.
George, concerning your love life, we might want to talk.
Legitimately, he also asked about special entrances. I'm not big into the special entrances. Because let's be honest, if your name isn't Triple H, you're probably not getting that special of an entrance. Shawn Michaels entering from the sky, from the rafters, that's the one that sticks out. The New Day coming out in a big cereal box, that stands out. John Cena with a whole bunch of John Cena lookalikes, that stands out. But I don't think you can beat an Undertaker entrance at WrestleMania. The slow walk, all of the stuff that happens before it, if he has a casket. I think the one where he lost, where he's got all the tombstones of, mm-hmm. and on those tombstones he's got the names of everybody that he's beat. I thought that was fantastic. So I'm going to go put all the Undertaker ones in a hat.
So 34 was the one that Lightning hit the middle of the ring.
Yeah. Yes, that's the one.
And all of a sudden John Cena is surprised that he's coming back.
John Cena did a bad acting job.
See, the thing about Undertaker is his entrances, they didn't vary wildly.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. That one allowed him to be a little bit more animated mm-hmm. and fun. But some of the best entrances in WrestleMania are from people that are not on the main card.
Yeah. I think of Rusev with his big tank. Yeah, I think that was on the main card, though.
What was Triple H big entrance? We had Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks.
That's a good one.
And that was kind of he made a grand entrance. Was that 30?
That was recently. He had the Terminator one where he had all a bunch of Terminator robots. Yeah, Triple H does it big for himself. He's my favorite wrestler, so I'm okay with that.
That's all there is to it. That's it. Ed says, that's that.
Ed says Randy Savage's.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
His entrance.
Also liked his, the Triple H one that you're talking about was 29. Also liked Randy Savage's theme song. It just, everything worked together. Everything worked together. But Gary, I'm talking all WrestleMania on Saturday morning with Jimmy.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think it starts at 8.
Will you be gambling on WrestleMania?
I'm considering it.
All right.
You know I'm not a gambling man.
George, about this single thing.
I'm considering it. I'm putting, if I can put money on Becky Lynch showing up at this WrestleMania, I will do that. I'm confident.
There's something about gambling on wrestling. Professional wrestling.
You can do it.
Well, I know you can. You got props, you got everything else that you can gamble on. Just something about professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And that. Imagine if you were if you knew the storylines.
Yeah.
It'd be a little insider trading.
Just a little bit, right?
Yeah. So on Friday, are we going to talk to somebody about WrestleMania?
I'm looking to get somebody on. I have a couple leads out there, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Like AJ Styles from Gainesville, Georgia, or
woo.
Shawn McMahon, who is wrestling on Saturday night.
Why is Shane McMahon wrestling at all on a WrestleMania in 2021?
Because he has attacked one of the more popular wrestlers.
That's my bathroom break this weekend, Gary. Every WrestleMania, there's that bathroom break. I do not care for Shane McMahon and Braun Strowman in a cage match. No, thank you.
Eric says one of his favorite matches, WrestleMania 6, Ultimate Warrior against Hulk Hogan.
Oh. That's also a good one. Intercontinental Championship versus the WWF Championship. That's a good one. There's a lot of really good ones.
Probably if you didn't ask a wrestling question, you have a chance of winning the gift card this week.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Thanks to everybody that participated and our good friends over at Oscar's Pizza and Wings. We do this every Wednesday, and you should do it every day. Pizza and Wings and Atmosphere and more. 173rd and Center, 162nd and Maple is takeout. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office has released information about Tiger Woods. So Tiger Woods has signed off on the L.A. County Sheriff's Office releasing information on his crash. Excessive speed caused Tiger Woods' SUV crash back in February. Woods' SUV was traveling from 84 to 87 miles an hour on a downhill stretch of road that had a speed limit of 45 miles an hour. Woods was going 75 miles an hour when his car hit a tree. No citations will be issued, and there were no signs of impairment or distracted driving. 75 miles an hour when Tiger Woods hit the tree.
Wow.
Wearing a seatbelt. They have blamed the February 23rd crash solely on speed and that Woods lost control behind the wheel on a road that is a little bit winding. And if you're not familiar with it and you're going way too fast, you're going to be in trouble. There is no evidence that Woods braked throughout the wreck and that it's believed Woods inadvertently hit the accelerator instead of the brake pedal. The sheriff's office in L.A. County added that Woods and his representatives have been cooperative during the entire investigation.
Wow.
And it is being released today because they gave permission to share the findings.
Wow.
That is a lucky, lucky man that is rehabbing in Florida. All right, 12:50, more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.